Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Hope you're all doing well. Today's a big day. We continue our lead with Maseches Sukkah, Perek Hey, Mishnah Ches, the final Mishnah to Maseches Sukkah. And we also start Maseches Tainus. So let's do it. Mishnah Ches, Chalios Yom Echad Lahasik Bein Saim. So we talked about how the Mishmaros would divide the Lacham upon him if Yontif immediately was immediately before or immediately followed Shabbos, i.e. on Friday or Sunday. Now, let's say, for example, Yontif is on Monday, like it was for us, but it's inconvenient to travel on Erev Yontif on Sunday. So the Mishmaros came to Yerushalayim for Shabbos, but on Sunday, Sunday's just a regular day, so they weren't serving in the Beis HaMikdash. So how would they divide the Lechem upon him in that case? So Chalios Yom Echad La'asik Bein Saim, Mishmash is Mano Kavua, Hayin Notel Eser, Chalos Amis Akev, Notel Shtayim. The Mishmaros whose turn it was, the two Mishmaros, the Mishmar HaNichnas and Mishmar HaYotze, would divide 10 loaves amongst themselves, and every Mishmar who stayed behind would divide 2 loaves amongst themselves. Ushari Mos Hashana, and on other Shabbosos, how would they divide Lechem upon him? HaNichnas no tel shesh, HaYotze no tel shesh. They would each take 6 loaves. Fine. Rabbi Yudah Omar HaNichnas no tel sheva, HaYotze no tel chamesh. He says, no, the one that started the days of Oda took 7, and the one that finished days of Oda took 5. And this is because the Mishmar that was going in, the Mishmar that was starting the Avoda, they would take 7, and the Mishmar that was finishing the Avoda took 5. Because the Mishmar that was starting their Avodah would lock the doors at the end of the day, that the Mishmar that came in earlier that day had already opened. So Rabbi Huda holds that's a greater Inyan, and therefore they would take more. However, we don't paskin like Rabbi Huda. Fine. Hanechnasin chokim, batzafon vayotzin badarom. And when they would divide the Lechem upon him, the Mishmar that was going in would divide in the north of the Azara. The Mishmar that was going out would divide in the south of the Azara. This is because the north was considered more chashuv, in that Shechitas Kadshei Kadshim, a higher level of Korbanos, took place in the north. So he gave the people who are coming in the more chashuv location. However, Bilga La'olam Cholakes Badaron, the Mishmar of Bilga, that's the name of one of the Mishmaros, would always divide in the south. Vitabata Kavua, Vachalona Susuma, and they had other Knossos administered to them. Their Shechita ring, each Mishmar had a Shechita ring that they would move back and forth. They would place the animal in it, they move the ring back and forth to shecht it. So these rings were attached to the floor, but Bilga's was closed up. It wouldn't move. Additionally, their window, their cabinet that they stored their knives in was locked up, so they had to borrow the Shechita ring and the knives of the other Mishmaros. And what did Bilga do that was so bad that we gave him this knas? The person represents for the Gemara that there was a woman from the family of Bilga, her name was Miriam, who married a Greek officer. When the Greeks came into the base of Mikdash, she kicked the Mizbeach, and she said to Mizbeach, locus locus, which is Greek for wolf. How much longer are you going to eat the money of your soul, but you're not going to stand by them in their time of need? So the Chachamim punished the family Bilga, but why the family? It's just one person who did it. Because they said it must be that anything she's saying, she heard from her parents. And this is where the Gemara says, Oy la Rasha, Oy la Shechino, that someone who does bad, we punish their neighbors, because anyone who's in a bad environment, it's not going to be good for them. So Oy la Rasha, Oy la Shechino. But on the flip side, Tov L'Tzadik, Tov L'Shcheino. That is the end of Maseches Sukkah. Salika Allah, Maseches Sukkah. Mazel Tov, everyone. Now we start Maseches Tainus. Mishnah Aleph. Me'em Asai Mas Kirin Gavroz Gashamim. This is also a new idea. But when do we start saying Mashav HaRuach, Umarit HaGashem, in Shemona Esrei? Rabbi Yezer Omer Miyontov HaRishon Shalchag. Rabbi Yezer says we say on the first day of Sukkot. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Miyontov Achron Shalchag. No, we say on the last day, i.e. Shmini Atzeres. Amar Lo Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua said to Rabbi Eliezer, the Gemara says that rain on Sukkot is a curse, because that means we're going to be kicked out of the Sukkah. The Mashal we saw in the second parak of Sukkah, that an Eved is coming to serve his master, and he takes a cup of water and pours it in his face, as if to say, I don't want your avoda. So if that's the case, or in the simakola, why would we be saying Gerus Kashamim? So Amarlo Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar answers, Afani Lamarti Lishol El Haskir. We're not asking for rain, we're just saying God is the one who brings rain. Remember, in Shemot Esrei, we didn't start this yet, but we'll start saying V'sein Talimatar. That's a request for rain, but Mashruach is only a Shevach. So in that case, as it continues, now it's the time of rain. It's the rainy season. So even though, yeah, we don't want rain per se, but still the rainy season, we should start to thank God. We should start to not thank God. We should start to recognize God as the bringer of rain. Amar lo, Rabbi Shua says back to him, Kain lo olam yemazkir. So if that's the case, why specifically now? Why not do it all the time? And we paskin like Rabbi Shua, as we saw a couple days ago on Shmi Yatzeris, where we started saying Mashiach Marta Geshem. Again, Mazel Tov, I'm finishing with Sechah Sukkah. Everyone should have a great day.